Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Yesterday, I was speaking about faith. I've been speaking about faith a lot, and I really encourage you to use this Advent season. Just keep asking the Lord, increase my faith. Faith to believe that He is who He says He is, that He is your Savior, that He desires to save you. We need to have the humility to say, Lord, I do need to be saved. I can't save myself. And open your heart more and more and more so at this Christmas you may gaze on the face of your Savior. Not literally, but by faith. Gaze on the face of your Savior. This helpless infant saves you. The Christian life is always a paradox. It always turns things upside down and inside out. But it shows us what the truth really is. I can't save myself. No matter how physically fit I may strive to be, no matter all the good habits and the virtues even in my life, I still can't save myself. I cannot earn heaven. It's infinitely greater than I can imagine. I can't earn it, but I can open my heart to receive it, to receive the gifts of God. Mother Mary Frances, who I've quoted before, marvelous author. She was a poor Clare sister in Roswell, New Mexico. She went to be with the Lord in 2006, but any of Mother Mary Frances's material is worth reading. This is what she says about this area. Let us look at some of the strong thoughts the Church puts before us in her beautiful Latin hymns. And then she quotes the Latin, speaking to our Creator, who is urged on by generous love. And she says, this is always at the heart of Advent, that we are urged on, that we are hurrying, that we are rising up, casting off darkness. The Church says to our Lord, urged on by a generous love, you, Lord Jesus, became a healing power for a sick world. This is what, she says, we are to realize anew in Advent, how to be a healing power, to receive it from God, and then to be it for others. We are not to produce the medicine, we are not to be the healing hands, but a healing power. And to do this, we must do it in the way that Christ became a healing power. He was urged on by a generous love, a love that desired to give and give and give, a love that drove him on. It pushed him on. It pressed him on. And that's what she says God wants to do in us and through us, to save a dying world. But first of all, we have to let ourselves be saved by Him. And one of the ways we open our hearts to His grace is during this Advent saying, Lord, increase my faith, that I may believe, that I might stop trying to save myself and rely on You, turn to You, depend on You, allow You to lead me and guide me day by day. That's what God wants. The first reading today is taken from the prophet Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 to 11. Comfort, give comfort to my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem. Proclaim to her that her service is at an end. Her guilt is expiated. Indeed, she has received from the hand of the Lord double for all her sins. A voice cries out, in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord. And we live in a desert, brothers and sisters. We do. Make straight in the wasteland a highway for our God. That's within us. Apart from Christ, we are a desert. We're a wasteland. But Scripture goes on to say, if we allow Christ to lead us, every valley shall be filled in. Every mountain and hill shall be made low. The rugged land shall be made a plain, and the rough country a broad valley. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out, and I answer, what shall I cry out? All flesh is grass, and all their glory like the flowers of the field. The grass withers, the flower wilts when the breath of the Lord blows upon it. So then the people is the grass. Though the grass withers and the flower wilts, the word of our God stands forever. Apart from Christ, we die, we wither, we dry up. Our faith tells us that is true. But because our five senses aren't able to communicate, we have to have the eyes of faith. And that's not being duped. It's entering into the reality of the fullness of truth, of who you are and what God created you for and where God wants you to come. And we want this Advent season to be a season where, Lord, open my eyes. Take the blinders off my eyes. Open my ears so that I hear your voice and not all the sounds of the world around me. Lord, let me penetrate by faith and recognize your presence. May I penetrate the darkness and the gloom and see that you are here right now in my daily circumstances. You are seeking to draw me to yourself. Go up on a high mountain, Zion, herald of glad tidings. Cry out at the top of your voice, Jerusalem, herald of good news. Fear not to cry out and say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. Here comes with power the Lord God who rules by his strong arm. Here is his reward with him, his recompense before him. Like a shepherd, he feeds his flock. In his arms, he gathers the lambs, carrying them in his bosom and leading the ewes with care. That's what God wants to do for you and for me. The Lord our God comes with power. Look at Isaiah chapter 40, verse 10. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all you lands, says Psalm 96. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Announce his salvation day after day. That's what we want to do, brothers and sisters. God came and touched my life because I cried out to him in need years ago, seeing no answer, seeing no hope. And God answered it. Because I came to a place where I realized that whatever gifts or talents I had, they couldn't save me. I needed to open my heart to be saved by the only one who can save, Jesus the Christ, beloved Son of the Father. And he came, think of this, he came as a baby so we wouldn't be afraid, so we would have access. So we wouldn't hesitate. He humbled himself, becoming like us in all things but sin. He took on our frailty so that we wouldn't be afraid. Ask God to give you grace to draw nearer to him. God would allow you, in a certain sense, to pick him up and to hold him. He came as a baby so that he would be so accessible. I've seen even the most high-powered businessmen and women, but it strikes me particularly with the men, who are in the midst of something very difficult, some kind of measured conversation and argument, etc., etc., and he needs all his wits about him. And then a child, I saw this, a child came into the room by accident. The whole expression on that man changed. In fact, he even got down on one knee and called him over to him and picked him up and talked to him before he got sent back to his mother. A child shall lead them. Jesus knows how we can be most reached because he loves us. And so he came as an innocent, fragile baby, completely vulnerable, completely dependent on God, on his Father, that is, and in a certain way in his flesh, dependent on us, human beings. He loves you. Open your heart to receive all that he has for you. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18, verses 12 to 14. Jesus said to his disciples, "What is your opinion? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, will he not leave the 99 in the hills and go in search of the stray? And if he finds it, amen, I say to you, he rejoices more over it than over the 99 that did not stray. God takes more joy over a sinner who repents and comes back than the person who is highly virtuous. I mean, we all sin, but their sins are much less. Because it's so easy for the highly virtuous person to say, after a while, oh, I really am good. Look at me. I'm marvelous. Look how holy I am. We can so easily get pulled off that pedestal. But the one who's very poor, who has nothing, who's utterly dependent, that lost sheep, Jesus will put aside anything to go and find that lost sheep. You've seen the holy carts where the lost sheep or the lamb gets caught in a crevice on a mountain peak. Situation is utterly hopeless. And what do you see but a Savior reaching down and taking hold and bringing to safety? That's what God wants to do for us. And that's what he wants us in turn to cooperate with him to do for others. God will use us. God wants to use us. God will use us if we're available to him. So really, brothers and sisters, in this Advent season, please take a look at yourself. Do I honestly believe, and do my thoughts, words, and actions reflect, not the perfection, because it won't be in this life, but do they reflect our effort? Do they reflect our constant struggle to open our hearts more and more to him and put our faith in him? Father Tadeusz Deitcher in Magnificat magazine is quoted as saying, "Faith is the acknowledgement of one's own helplessness and the awaiting of everything from God." Listen to that again. Faith is the acknowledgement of one's own helplessness and the awaiting of everything from God. This experience of helplessness and of awaiting everything from God is humble means par excellence. This is the best means. It makes us humble, but it's the best means. Father Deitcher writes, "Do you see the value of humble means in your life? God certainly does not limit your opportunities of this kind. Who among us does not undergo moments of torment, some particular difficulties or moments of the spiritual desert? Who among us does not have problems with our own selves and with the external conditions of life?" Brothers and sisters, when we have those difficulties, and we all do, and we have them sometimes every day, it's turning and saying, "Lord, increase my faith in you. Let me depend on you," and then watch how he brings resolution to a difficult situation or gives you the strength to carry it. God bless you. I have been speaking a great deal recently about faith. I have a booklet entitled Faith More Precious Than Gold that I would like to offer you free if you would call our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. You can also request it by going to our website, renewalministries.net. Perhaps it would be a gift that you would like to give this Christmas. I urge you to read Faith More Precious Than Gold.